I'm joined today by Dana Gresh, author of the best-selling book, And the Bride Wore White, and Lies Young Women Believe, co-authored with Nancy Lee DeMoss, to talk about her new book, Get Lost. Hi, Dana. It's good to talk to you.
It is great to be here. Thank you so much.
Tell me about the core message of Get Lost. What new insights will young women gain from this book?
Oh, I'd love to. You know, for years I have been sharing a slogan that I saw on a cheap T-shirt, and it's been revolutionizing girls' lives. It says this. It says, a girl has to get so lost in God that a guy has to seek him to find her. And whenever I say that, girls kind of just lean in, and they start scribbling it down, and it resonates that there's something not right about the way they're approaching the guy-girl relationship, and maybe they should try this getting lost in God thing. But then they write to me, and they say, I don't know how to get lost in God. And I'll tell you why that is, because when we fell under the curse, the Bible says that women had two distinctly different results, and one of them was that there would be pain in childbirth. The other one says that she would have a desire for her husband. Now, if you go into the Hebrew language, it really describes that desire as a violent craving. And it is a violent craving, not only for a guy, but to control him. And so we're really coming up against the root of the curse when we get into that guy-girl relationship. And so the book takes them back to that violent craving that every woman has felt, and then it unravels it and says, here's how you can live above the craving so that you can get so lost in God and so lost in a true agape love that a guy does have to look through that love of God to find your heart.
How is the message of Get Lost distinctly different from what young women usually hear about love and relationships?
For about the last, 50 to 100 years, there's been a dramatic change in the way that Americans partake of love relationships. In the early days of our culture, there was this intellectual approach to love. And you had to decide who had land and who had good breeding hips. And you would make your love relationships based on very intelligent thought processes. And that's been true of many cultures. But then in the last 50 years or so, our culture has decided to just base it on feeling. It's just supposed to base it on who has a hot body and who's really available. And it's a very selfish approach to love. And it's based on the objects of love being lovable. That means they're attractive, they're perfect, they're good for you, you're going to get something out of it. The Bible talks about this kind of love. It's called Ahava. Think David and Bathsheba. Think Samson and Delilah. Yeah, every time this kind of love based on attraction happens, they get their hearts broken. Think Katy Perry and Russell Brand. Now, what a girl is going to hear as she looks at the Get Lost message is that she has to get over herself and that she has to really stop thinking about what she wants and what God wants. Because every time God talks about love, it's about agape love. It's a selfless love. It's a self-sacrificing love that lays itself down, not for somebody that's lovable, but somebody that very much needs to be loved. That doesn't mean that we go around trying to find a needy guy to mop up his need to be in a relationship, but it means we stop thinking about ourselves and we stop thinking about being self-focused.
Now, in talking with the mom of a teenage girl, Dana, how would you explain why she might want to give this book to her daughter?
I think many moms today, like myself, the mother of two teenage girls, we realize that we have made mistakes in the way that we've approached love, and we have had our hearts broken because of the way that we've approached love, and we desperately want for our daughters not to feel that pain. But in our culture, where we really do embrace, I call it the Humpty Dumpty syndrome of love, because when you fall in love, you will get broken, as opposed to choosing love and choosing God's agape love. So I think the number one motivation for a mom would be that she wouldn't want her daughter to feel that hurt. But a deeper motivation would be this. This book isn't like any other book about relationships, because the first chapter or two, we talk about the violent craving that women have for men. And the very last chapter or two, we talk a little bit about what God's plan for marriage and love looks like. But the meat of the book is about this relationship with God that we can have, this love feast relationship with God that we can have. I'm going to encourage her daughter to take either 10 days or 10 weeks to just feast on love. No guys on the table, all guys off, just God, just her, just love.
Dana Gresh has been my guest today. It's always great to connect with you. Her brand new title is simply Get Lost. Dana, thanks again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.